Okay. Today's daf is Daf Nun Gimel. Daf Nun Gimel. So let us start together. We are on Nun Beis Mabeis. Today we have another daf about Divrei Agada related to Sipchas Beis HaShoeva. And then after today, towards the end of today, we get back to Halacha about Tekiyah Shofar and related to Sipchas Beis HaShoeva and other halachas for the last couple of dafim of the Masechta. So says the last thing we had, the last before the two dots on the Beis Mabeis, we had these lists of personalities of Tanakh who are grouped together. Again, first we'll talk about it. Much of it is Kabbalistic. Why? What do these seven people have to do with each other? What do these eight people have to do with each other? Why these are picked? Mr. Shalach is in there, and Yishai, and others. So you can look at the Mefarshim exactly what these people have in common with each other and why they group together as the type of leaders that they are. But we'll continue now by the two dots. Arba'a Sulamos. There were four ladders. The Mishnah had said earlier that the Sipchas Beis HaShoeva, they had these huge lamps that they set up, and there were four bowls of oil on the top of each lamp, and there were ladders going up to each lamp. Tana, gofer shel menorah chamishim amo. The light of each menorah was 50 amos high. So one of the Mefarshim explained why 50 amos. Part of the Sipchas Beis HaShoeva, as the Mishnah said, was that all chatzeros, all yards, were lit up by the Sipchas Beis HaShoeva. So it had to be high enough so that everybody could see, and it could shine into every chatzer. So we know from the Megillah that 50 amos high is the height of a tree, that everybody could see who's being hanged on the tree. So to here, this is the height of the tree that that everybody could see the light of the menorah into their fields. Va'arba'a yoladim shal pirchei kahuna, and there were four young kohanim, ubidam kadei shemen shal me'ev esrim log, and in their hands were oil jugs of 120 lug. Ask the Gemara, ibayilahu, me'ev esrim lug akulhu, odilma lakol chad v'chad. Was it 120 altogether, or was it 120 each? Did each of them have 120 lug, or altogether they had 120? Tashma, ubidehem kadei shemen shal shloshim v'shloshim lug, shehem kulam me'ev esrim lug. So the Brisa says beferish, it was 30 each, which altogether made 120. Tana, the Brisa also says, V'hein mishubachin hayu yoser mi b'nashal marsa basmaisis. They were praiseworthy more than the son of Marsa basmaisis. And the Gemara assumes now that praiseworthy means in strength. They were so strong, they carried these big jugs of 30 lug each. That's an even stronger show of strength than the son of Marsa Basmaisus. And we know, Amra shall Marsa Basmaisus, we know that on this great strong person, the son of Marsa Basmaisus, shall yenotel shtei yirichos shal shor hagadol shal akuch be'elav zuz. He used to carry at one time two large thighs of a large ox, an ox that's bought for 1,000 zuz, a very large animal. So he used to carry two thighs at once towards the Mizbeach. Umahalech Ekev Bitzad Godel. And not only did he carry it, but he walked slowly. Ekev Bitzad Godel, heel to toe. Usually if you're schlepping a big load, you like try to you go quickly, like, and you put it down. But he, not only did he carry a large load, but he walked like a normal, he walked slowly, calmly, and that shows his strength. But generally, even though he could have done the avodah all by himself, his brother Kohen, fellow Kohanim, did not let him do all the avodah himself. Because the more Kohanim involved in the service of the king, so that is why more people involved is better. And this is a principle we've had many times throughout the avodah. Better to have Barov Amhadras Melech. This is why many were involved in the kriya of the Kohen Gadol at the end of Maseches Yuma. Why the Torah is given from one to the other until the guest of the Kohen Gadol. Barov Amhadras Melech. And here too, to have many Kohanim involved in the avodah each day is better. So therefore, even though he could have done it himself, they did not let him do it himself. Let's finish for a minute. My Mishubachin. So what do you mean? So these little young Kohanim that carried the oil, they were praiseworthy more than the son of Marsa Basmaisus. But what's that going? Either Mishum Yukra, what? Because it was heavier strength. Two large thighs of an ox are heavier than the oil that they're carrying up of Shloshim Lug. So that doesn't mean they're more Meshubach. You know, he's more Meshubach. He's stronger. So Ella, no. In one way, they were more Meshubach. Hasam Kevesh Maruba below Zakif. the ramp of the Mizbeach, which he carried up these large thighs, it's not so steep. So you go up a ramp, but it's okay. But Achas Sulamos, here you have to carry up a ladder. Vizakiv Tuva, that's much harder. Much harder to go steep up a ramp, up a ladder than up a ramp. So that is why they were more Meshubach in a sense. Look at Rashi here. Rashi here on the line when the Gemara says that he walked slowly. So Rashi says, third wide line, Eke Besad Godel, Holchin Bekevesh Benachas, he walked up the ramp slowly. Ekev regel echad betzad godel shel chaverta, right, the back of one foot next to the front toe of the next foot. The derech nose masu larutz, and people usually schlep are usually running. So achronim medayik from Rashi. What does Rashi say? He walked slowly. It's mashma from Rashi that he could have run, but he didn't because it wouldn't be bekavedik. But it's mashma that you can run. So is that true? Are you allowed to run up the kevesh? Is that covered for the avoda? That is a major machlokas rishonim. If you remember the Mishnah, the beginning of the second parak in Yuma, Chaf Beis in Yuma. So the Mishnah says, Barishona, what used to happen, right? Misha Rosa, whoever wanted to be Torim the Mizbeach, used to be Torim. But whoever wanted to do Trumas HaDeshen, the first Avoda every day of the Beis HaMikdash was taking out the Deshen. Right? So whoever wanted to do that used to go there. But then what happened? They used to say, first comes, first serve, literally. That's where the phrase comes from. You get up there first, you serve, you bring it. But then what happened? People started getting wild. People started getting physical. And, you know, it was, Chazal saw that it was dangerous. Somebody broke their leg. They got pushed off the kevesh. They broke their leg. So they started making a lottery about it. Okay, we had that, other Gemara, other stories there. Oh, so the Gemara there on the next daf Chaf Gimel, somebody got stabbed there doing the Trumas HaDeshen, with a tragic story that was. But what do you see from this Mishnah that they did run up? So the Tosfos Yeshanim there, Yuma, says it sounds like from here that you're allowed to run up the ramp. Is that allowed? Says the Tosfos Yeshanim v'tema kivan da avoda hi kedarina b'gemara imkein eich ratzim. How did they run up? This should be avoda is like tefillah. Tefillah, you have to be calm. Tefillah. So how do they do it? So, and he says, and don't tell me that they ran in a special way, that they ran toe to heel. Because he said they ran with their toe to heel. He says, that's kind of impossible. So he says, it must be, and this is the Chiddush of the Tosfos Yeshanim, it must be that Shema Kivan Shaloha Yuadayin Asukin Ba'avoda. Kamo Holacha Zevarim Lakevish Yecholon Larutz. Because they were just going up the ramp for another reason, not actual avoda. They were being molech evarim lekevesh. So that's why they were bringing the evarim there. That's why maybe they were allowed to run. And then he says, inami, maybe they were running in this special way that they were running heel to toe. But he's bothered by it. But he has the chiddush that maybe because it's not a real avoda, that's why it's allowed. And Mechas Chinuch points out that the Rambam and the Chinuch cannot agree to this. Because the Rambam and the Chinuch follows him, quotes a separate Isser to Oraisa, to take large steps on the Mizbeach. They do not limit it to the Avoda. The end of Parshas Yisro, right? Lo yalam alas al Mizbechi. Separate Isser d'Araisa, mitzvah mem alaf and the chinuch. Shol alas al Mizbeach b'madregos. You can't go up on steps. Kedei shelo ya'ase psios gasos ba'aloso. So you don't take large steps when you go up. Shnei rabbi lo salam alas al Mizbechi, shol esigol al evros chalav. Elek shu ola sham, mahalech b'nachas u'b'yira, eke b'tzad godel. You go slowly. And the Shorosh HaMitzvah is l'kvo b'nafsho seinu yirashamayim, the chashivas of the place. If you're in a holy place, you don't run. You don't run. Lahavdil. You ever see somebody run in a library? Generally, they're looked at like, what are you doing? This is a covetic place. How can you? Lahavdil alaf alfa avdalas. The Beis HaMikdash, you don't run in the Beis HaMikdash. Or at least here on the Mizbeach, you don't run. Before you get there, maybe you're rushing this and that. You're trying to get everything done. But on the Mizbeach, says the Sefer Chinuch, it's inappropriate. And he ends off, v'noheges b'zman habayis b'zacharim u'b'nekevos. And this Issa d'Araisa applies to men and women, meaning it's even shalom b'shas avoda, says the Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch says, v'chacham echad he'irani, a wise man showed me, Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma. Right, those are in Yuma. We have books that cross reference, but there he didn't have the cross reference books. He didn't have the Biuri Hadaf. So therefore, Chacham Echad showed him that it says in Yuma this Tosfos Yeshanim seems to be against the Rambam and the Chinuch. So according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, you have to give the Tosfos Yeshanim's other answer to our question. If you say he agrees with Rashi, that how could they? Oh, well, even before that, how could they? What happens? What's the pshat of the Mishnah according to the Rambam? So it must be they ran in a way that was covetic. That was Eikev Vesadagotel. But either way, it might be a machlokas rishonim here, because our Rashi sounds like they're allowed to run, they just didn't, alt covered. Yeah.
The steps, both of going into the Beis HaMikdash were long and short and long and short.
The steps can't run. Beautiful, right. So the steps going into the Beis HaMikdash were not evenly spaced, right. So it forced you not, that you weren't able to run. Right. Good, weren't able to run. So even the steps that there were, yeah.
I think in the Avodah Yom Kippur, not the Mitzvah Ashkenaz, I think it says Rutz.
Mm-hmm.
Rutz.
Right, and the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash will use the Lashon Rutz, but not on the Mizbeach. Sounds like even specifically from Avodah to Avodah. From Avodah to Avodah. So that, I guess, is even... But the Rambam is Isser and the Chiddush Lishna is on the Mizbeach. So a lot of people are on Mizbechi. But in the Beis HaMikdash itself, it sounds like they're running to do Avodah Hashem. Yeah. Okay. Last line. Halohaya Chatzim B'Yishalayim. Tana. Nun Gimel. Isha Haysam V'Oeres Chitim L'Arshal Beis HaShoeva. A woman needs to be so bright that a woman could be Borer her Chitim. Borer her wheat to the light of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. She used to separate her wheat from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Ask the Yerushalmi, Tosfos quotes on top. Yerushalmi Parah Chech Boreres Ha'ika Me'ila, the Shem and Psila Hayishal Hektish. How could she use the light to do a mundane wheat and a mundane activity? It's Me'ila. Using the light of the Beis HaMikdash. U Mishani, Tosfos, the Yerushalmi answers, to call Amar V'Reachin Behem Mishum Me'ila. Listening to the Beis HaMikdash, his sounds, looking at its beauty and smelling its fragrances, there is no Issa Me'ila there, there's no Davar Mamashi, and therefore, Kol Ma'arech Ein Bahem Isha Me'ila. The Kasha, but then we say, that we learned in Mesechus Pesachim that Ein Bahem Isha Me'ila means no Issa De'oraisa, but there is an Issa De'rabanan. So if there is an Issa De'rabanan, you still shouldn't be able to do it. Answers Tosas, V'yesh Lomar, to Boreres Lav Dafka, Ela Klomer Haisa Yechol Liver, Me'rovar. Not that she did, but she could have. It was so bright that she could have done this. But it doesn't mean that she actually did this. Some of our Farshim say there's another Kasha that Tosas could have asked. Was this Borer, right, in a mutter way? You have to have Miad, Biad, Ochepitav Soles. So I'm clear, it just says Borechitim. That's a mutter Brera on Yontif. So again, unless it's a Chalamoid, it's Chalamoid, not on Yontif. But either way, it's just the Efsharis to be Borer. Chasid Amachi Vaisavachulu, Tadar Rabbanan. Third line. Yesh, what they sing when they were dancing. Yesh, man, Omriam, some were saying, Ashrei Yaldu Seinu Shalobisha Ziknu Seinu. Praised is our youth that didn't embarrass our zikna, our elderly state. What does that mean? So Rashi says it means praiseworthy is our elu chasidim anshimaisa. This is what the chasidim, people who have been pious their entire life, used to say. Praiseworthy is our youth; we'd have nothing to be embarrassed about. Even though on our zikna, you know, we're mature now and we realize the purpose of life. You know, we don't have to be embarrassed. We were always great tzaddikim. The Yesh Ben Omrin and other great rabbis said, Ashrei Ziknu Seinu Shekipras Yaldu Seinu. Elu Ba'alei Tshuva. Those who did tshuva, whose youth were somewhat not perfect. So they used to say praiseworthy is our old age, because that's Mechaper on our Yaldu Seinu. That is what they used to say. The Arachlan, I looked in the Arachlan Air, I didn't find it. I saw a quote from the Arachlan Air, if not in somebody else, that everybody, it's not that one of them said this and one of them said that, but it's Yesh Ben Omer, but really everybody said it. Shlomo Vayesh, Es Acherim. Everybody said both of these phrases at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Ben Yehoyada here has a Divrei Agada that he suggests that maybe really Ziknu Seinu and Yaldu Seinu are really two parts of our life. Yaldu Seinu symbolizes the Mais and Gashmias, where we focus when we're younger, that's what we focus on in life. The physical pleasures and the physical ideas. But as we get older, you know, we get more of a proper perspective, and you know, we realize what life's about. It's about the Ruchnias, and that's Ziknu Seinu. So what we're really saying here is that the Gashmi part of our life and the Ruchni part of our life work together, and they play off each other. That our Gashmi part of our life does not embarrass the Ruchni part of our life. That we, everything in measure, everything, you know, L'shem Shemayim, and also our Zikna, we don't go overboard to the other extreme, but we use both parts of our life, the Gashmi and the Ruchni, we use it L'avodas Hashem. And it fits in perfectly. Elu ve'elu omrim, and both of them say, which sounds like the previous lines, both of them did not say, but Elo ve'elu omrim, Ashrei mi shelochata, praiseworthy is one who did not sin, umi shechata yashuv v'yim cholo. And whoever sinned should come do tshuva, and he will achieve a chila. The Anaf Yosef, the bottom of the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov has many different mefarshim compiled in the Sefer. So on the bottom of the bottom, the Anaf Yosef asks, V'yamiris Ashrei etzel ba'alei tshuva, eli muvan klal. they being mefarsim? What are they so excited about? Dafka now, the Bali Tshuva. Okay, Bali Tshuva, the Rambam says, Mokam Shabali Tshuva, Omdin, Ain't Tadigin Gemur, Michol Namo Cham, it's a wonderful, but to Dafka be mefarsim, I'm wonderful, I'm a Bali Tshuva, and my what I do now has been mechaper on my earlier stage. What exactly is the phrase? Sov cherpas alumim yisu. Kamosh Amru Tzadikim, so he says, I don't understand it. So he quotes the idea, we know it from the Rambam. It's really based on one line in Maseches Yuma that we did. And that is, what is Tshuva Gemura? Tshuva Gemura is, Rambam writes this in the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva, that a person is in the same exact situation, and the same exact strength, and the same exact, all things being equal, ceteris paribus, all things being equal, and he doesn't commit the Aveira. If a person isn't as strong as he was, he doesn't have the same taiva that he did earlier when he did the Aveira, that's not Tshuva Gemura. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to figure out whether you did Tshuva Gemura, but that's not Tshuva Gemura. So says the Anaf Yosef, these were Zakenim that were there. The Zakenim, and they didn't know whether they could actually fulfill Tshuva Gemura, because they don't know if they have this, they're in the same strength, they're in the same, they can get as excited. So Dafka, says the Anaf Yosef, at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, when they're dancing with all their strength and all their might, and they see themselves, that they have such Zrizos left in them, now they can look inside themselves and say, oh, I'm a Baal Tshuva Gemura. Because they have such strength left, and they say, oh, now I realize, now I'm in the same situation. I'm in the same category. It's not something different. That's what he says, Shebahem, Shegam Ata Be'ezek Nusam, Od Kocham Imahim, Lirkod, V'lismoach, Ulaharos Kida, as we'll see in a second, V'zbono Ki Yetshuva Shalahem Be'ez HaZiklet, Gamkim Mechaveres HaLayaldus, and this is something that they realize, and that's why they're Besimcha, and that's why they're so happy, because they realize that they are in a state of Tshuva Gemura. So that's what they used to say, that's what they used to praise. Tanya, says the Tosefta, Amru Alav al Hilla HaZakein, Shayasameh Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Hilla HaZakein, when he used to dance, Amar Kane, what did he used to say? Imanikan HaKolkan, V'aim im Einikan Mikan. Pashtus, if I'm here, everybody's here, I'm the man. V'im Einikan Mikan, if I'm not here, V'im Einikan, no Mikan. Obviously we have to give shot. Anikat Hillel. Hillel was one of the great, right? The Anna of Hillel is the story that the Mesechah Shabbos, that they had a bet if we were going to get him angry. Erev Shabbos knocking on the door. He's in the shower. Hillel, what do you mean? Anikat Hakokan? So we have Rashi, we have Tosfos. Rashi says, really, Hillel is talking on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's saying, Imanikan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, if I'm here, if the Shechina is here, as long as my Shechina is here, you know, HaKokan, everything's here. And you have to act appropriately. Imanikan, on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imanikan, Mikan, if I'm not here, if this isn't the place of Ruchnias, then Mikan, then there's nothing significant about this place. And some of Farshim I saw quoted from the father of the Shlach HaKadosh, that Hidavka says this now, because, remember, the Tzichlein Shueva was a time of Holulus, a time of Simcha, and you have to balance it. So Hillel used to say, remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here. That's why we're so besimcha. That's why we're so happy. But remember, he is the one that that the reason that we're here. So Manikat HaKolkan, he's talking on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi that he's talking about Am Yisrael. Tosis says, Al Atzmo, but it clearly means Kenegan Am Yisrael. Imanikan, Am Yisrael, if we're here, this is the place to be. HaKolkan, this is the center of the world. Imanikan HaKolkan. He's speaking on behalf of Klal Yisrael. That's Rashi, and that's Tosfos. According to neither of those pshatim, does it mean himself? Either it means a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or it means Am Yisrael. The Hafla, Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, quotes another pshat, and that is he assumes that it's talking about himself. But he says the following: he says Yesh bnei Adam sheomrim mi anochi she'ez kalav v'des malach malchem lacham Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who am I to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu? I'm going to go and approach a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's who am I? I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. Ach be'emes toz gedolahi v'chas v'shalom lo markein, says the Hafla. You can't say that. Ki az afilu malachei elyon einem ru'in la'avod es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because really, if you have that approach about who am I to get close to God, even the angels can't get close to God. The angels are also distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they do their shlichus. So if you have the attitude of who am I, then you should say even the angels shouldn't be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki el mi tidamyuni v'ashave omar kadosh. Pasuk et tehillim, right? How can we be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'im heim ru'uyim lasa shlichus v'lavod avodaso. And if those malachim are ra'uy, so that means even we're ra'uy. So it says Hillel, Imanikan, if I'm here, if I, a human being, if I'm here and this is the message that you should get from me, then HaKokan, then anybody could be here. It's not just me. It's a din in everybody. If everybody serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have that special connection to Hashem. Manikat HaKokan. Vim Ein Anikan. If I'm not here, meaning if you're saying that human beings should not be able to have the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have that relationship, Vim Ein Anikan Mikan, then who can talk to Hashem? The Malachim can't get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. So that's what he says, Manikat HaKokan, give them Chizik. Manikat, if I can be your HaKokan, then anybody could do it. So it's a sign of Anava. If I can do it, then anybody can do it. Then everybody should be together. So that's Manikat HaKokan. Okay, let's continue. Hu haya omer, Cain. So other statements that Shmuel used to say. L'makam sh'ani ohev, sham raglay meluchos osi. To the place that I love to go, that's where my legs take me. Im tavo el beisi. And again, according to Tosfos, this is a continuation of his speaking on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I, meaning I'm always, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, in the Beis HaMikdash, the place that I love to go. Im tavo el beisi, and avo beisecha. Hashem says, if you come to my house, the Beis HaMikdash, I'll come to your house, meaning I'll have Hashuras Hashchina wherever you are. Im ata lo tavo el beisi, ani lo avo el beisecha. But if you don't come to my house, I'm not coming to your house. Shnei Amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he's going to meet us. B'chol makam asher asker shmi, avo elecha uberachticha. Wherever my name is, wherever you mention my name, asker shmi, avo elecha uberachticha. If you remember the Gemara in Maseches Brachas, this is the makar that this Hashuras Hashchina, even if one person is learning. This is the statement of Hillel we know from Pirkei Avos. He once saw a skull that was floating in the water. Amar la, Hillel turns to the skull. Because you drowned people, he recognized somehow that this guy was a rotzeach, a murderer. So he says, because you drowned people, atfuch, you are drowned. Umatifayich, you tufun. But don't worry, those drowners of you will also be drowned. Meaning, you got what you deserve, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses other people as a tool. Rav Yashiv here in his Haaretz, quotes first he quotes from Rabbi Yonah in Pirkei Avos, and he says, if this guy was drowned, they deserve to be drowned, so why do the other people deserve to be drowned? They did the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, he quotes that the Kiva, no, he didn't have a psak din yet, Lamisa. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu used them, but they weren't Chayim Misa yet. But then he quotes from the Bali Musar, another Teretz. Bali Musar say, Teretz Kushi Zuba Derech Acheres. What a pasuk in a story in Nevi'im to prove it. But he quotes from a Rashi in Malachim that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses somebody to fulfill a shlichus, they only get credited for doing it fully L'Shem Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets, go do this. Instead, if you're doing it L'Shem Shamayim, you're going to get credit. But if you're not doing it L'Shem Shamayim, if you would do it anyway, or if you're doing it with such zrizus, because it gives you a hanah to kill the guy, so then you're not going to get credit he's not going to be considered the Shlichus Hashem. Similar idea to what's discussed by the Ramban in a few weeks parashah, by the Brisbane Abbasarim, why were the Mitzrayim punished? HaKadosh, they were supposed to do it, so some say that each one of them could have said, no, I'm not going to do it. But no, the Ramban says that they went overboard, but other answers that they weren't L'Shem Shamayim. They were doing it for themselves. They weren't doing it to fulfill the Shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to hear, those people who killed, says Rav Yashiv, the Bali Moser say, you only get credit if you're doing it L'Shem Shamayim, if you're doing it L'Shlichus L'Shem Hashem. If you're not doing it L'Shlichus L'Shem Hashem, then you're not going to get the credit. Amar Rav Yochanan. Interesting Gemara coming up. Every Gemara is interesting. This is but you'll see what I mean. Ragloi debar inish inun arvin bay. The legs of a person are his co-signers. What does that mean? La'asar demispi taman movilin yasei. The place where he is being called, meaning the place where he is supposed to go back up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the place where a person is supposed to be niftar, he's going to end up there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will arrange it. A person can't run away from the place where he's being called to. The Marsha is just Medayik. He says, Ragloi Debar Inish. This is about people, because people have special Hashgacha. And when it comes to other Bali Chaim, this principle does not apply. Badafka, Ragloi Debar Inish. What's the story? Hanu Tarti Kushoi Davikami Kami Shlomo. There were two Kushoi, Rashi says means handsome men, two handsome servants of Shlomo HaMelech. Eli Choref Achia Bnei Shisha, so from the Shlomo Havei. These two people, they were the scribes of Shlomo HaMelech. Yomachad, Chazi L'malach HaMavis, Davika Atziv. One day, Shlomo HaMelech was walking, and he saw the Malach HaMavis was all sad. Shlomo HaMelech, keep in the back of our mind that Shlomo HaMelech was the Chacham Mikal Adam. And that's who this story happened to. So Shlomo HaMelech sees the Malach HaMavis, and he said, Amalei, my Atzivis, why are you so sad? Don't you always get what you want? Right, we discussed on Shabbat Shuva, Moshe Rabbeinu you couldn't do. Okay, that's about it. Right, but what about everybody so sad? I'm trying to get these two scribes of yours, and I'm having trouble getting them. So Shlomo HaMelech thinks to himself, I better get these guys out of here. So what did he do? Masrinu l'se'irim. He gave them over to a couple of demons. Rashi quotes here that Shlomo HaMelech was the melech on all the levels of creation, even over the demons. And what happened? Shadrinu l'mechuzet l'luz. He sends them to Luz. Remember Luz? Luz was the city that nobody ever died in. Right? Nobody ever spoke a sheker. Nobody ever died in Luz. And when they had to die, you know, they walked out of the city and then they died. Until one person, remember, they threw him out because he answered the door and he says, my mother can't come to the door, and she was in the shower. He didn't say it, but Befeirish. Either way, she said she's not home. So that was a ruining moment. But what did he do? He sent him to Luz because he thought he could outsmart the Malach HaMavis. Kimat l'machuz de Luz, shchivu. Exactly when they got to the gates of Luz, they died. L'machar hadi l'Malach HaMavis tahavi kabadach. The next day, Shlomo HaMelech sees the Malach HaMavis and he's laughing and he's smiling. Amar le'amai badichas. He says, why are you so happy? Amar le'amai ba'asar deboi minoi taman shadratinhu. Exactly where I needed them, that's where you sent them. They were supposed to die at the gateway to Luz. And that's exactly where you sent them. Thank you very much, Shlomo HaMelech. So Miyad Pasach Shlomo V'yomar. Shlomo HaMelech heard this. Remember the Chacham Yikaladam? He says our phrase. Ragloi Devar Inish Inan Arvin Bey. La'asar Demispi Tamon Mavilan Yosei. Exactly where a person is supposed to be. That's where, right, we can't ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We make all plans in life. But again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really controlling. And I saw some of Farshim quote this as a basis for the halacha quoted in Yoredeya, in Ilchas Avelos, of Meis Mitzvah Kone Mekomo. A Meis Mitzvah, so you see, Yeruch Wadal Aslan and Iftar on the streets, halacha in the Gemara, Meis Mitzvah Kone Mekomo. He's Kone, he's Dalet Amos. So why Dafka Kone Mekomo? You can't move him. Because Dafka, that's the spot where HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have wanted him to perish, to die. Right? Meis Mitzvah Kone Mekomo. Dafka, based on this, because everything is Siyata Tishmaya. Wherever a person takes his last breath is exactly where he was supposed to. Meis Mitzvah Kone Mekomo. Okay, getting back to Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Tanya. Amro, lover of Shem Gamliel, Shei Sameach Simchas Beis HaShoeva. They said about Rashbag, when he used to be Sameach, Hayanot al Shmona Avukah Shel Ar, he used to take 8 fires, Vizorek Achas Vodal Achas, right? He was a great juggler of fire. Veinoka Zubazu, and they didn't touch. But Chavrusa Pusam was mayor, they were going to have all of these Chachamim that they were great jugglers. They must have practiced at some time. They thought it was worthwhile to practice juggling in order to take part in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Ukshu Mishtachaveh. And when the Rashbag used to bow down in the dancing, no Hshtei Godzlov Ba'aretz, he used to do it in a certain way. He used to put his 2 thumbs into the ground and support his entire body on his thumbs. Vishocha, Vinoshik as Haritzba, he used to be able to kiss the ground. Vizoke, Vin Kalbir Yochol Asos Kane. Nobody else could ever do this. Vizui Kida, this is what's known as Kida, a bowing form of Kida. Levi Achvi Kida Kamid Rebbe V'Itla. Levi once tried to do it, and he became lame trying to do it, trying to support himself. Rashi explains how if you try to pick yourself up just on your thumbs, the rest of the weight of your body is not evenly distributed, and therefore you get hurt. And Rashi explains the Mitzias. But he became lame. V'Itla. V'Hagar, what? Sorry? Early source for breakdancing. Okay. V'Hagar Malay, but it's sorry? Don't try this at home, for sure. But he says nobody else could do it. V'hag armalei, so ask the Gemara, what, this is what caused Levi to become lame? Because he tried to do this kida? We have a different story. V'amar blazer lo'olamaitiach adam devarim klapi mala. We have a story in a different Gemara. Rashi quotes where the Gemara is in Maseches Shabbos that we had earlier, that never try to talk chutzpedik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't ever try to demand things from Hashem. Shrei adam gadol hidiach devarim klapi mala, because Levi was Beitiach Dvarim V'itzla, and he became lame, Manu Levi. So you see, it wasn't because of this trying to do this Kida, it was because he spoke improperly. Where's the Habahag Gamar Lay? Really, it was both. Really, both had his hands in causing him to become lame. But that was what he used to do. So what did Levi do at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Levi Havi Mitayel Kamei Derebi B'Timnei Sakini. He used to juggle 8 knives. Shmuel Kamei Shver Malka. Shmuel in front of Shver Malka B'Timnei Mazgi Chamra. This one, I don't know how it was done. He used to juggle 8 cups of wine. They didn't have covers on them. But he used to juggle 8 cups of wine somehow. Abaya came in the rubber timni boy. Abaya used to juggle 8 eggs. Something, oh, it's only 4 eggs, not 8 eggs. But ask a juggler, could you juggle 8 soft balls would be difficult. I mean, to juggle 8 of anything, usually when they get to 3 and 4 already, but 8, that's pretty amazing. But this is what how they used to celebrate. And these were the Gdolei Hadar doing this. Imagine, think of your Rebbe, your Rosh Yeshiva, standing on his head and juggling knives. I mean, it's amazing that's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah earlier says that they were mashpul themselves out of Simcha v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tanya, Amr Rav Shimon Chananya. When we used to be happy at the Simchat Beis Yoheva, our eyes didn't see Shena. So I spoke Shena Chasam Sofer. What do you mean your eyes? Your eyes are closed when you sleep. So it means, though, we weren't even Mevatel Zman when we were awake. And the halacha is Yoshev Batel Kiyashin Dami. When you're doing nothing and you're wasting time, it's as if you're sleeping. So that's what it means, that they didn't waste time Be'ineinu, meaning even when we are awake. Right, we had this in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, where the Mishnah Berurah says, right, there's a halacha in the Rama quotes, not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Berurah points out, Yoshev Batel Kiyashin Dami. So if you sleep for 20 minutes and then you're able to learn, so go to sleep for 20 minutes. Because if you're sitting around doing nothing, that's like you're sleeping with your eyes open. So that's what the Chasam Sofer says here, maybe it's alluding to. We never saw sleep, even though the Gemara is about to assume that it means literal sleep, but at least a Dvar HaGadda on that one line of the Gemara. Ketzad, what does it mean that they didn't sleep? Shah Rishon Atamash al Shachar, Misham la Tfila, Misham la Karban Musaf, Misham la Tfilas Musafin, Misham la Beis HaMedrash, Misham la Achila Vishasiya. They had their whole day chock full of activities. Misham la Tfilas Mincha, Misham la Tamash al Ben Arbayim, Mikan Ve'elach Lazimachas Beis HaShoeva. So they had a whole day of activities. And therefore they didn't sleep. Two Ha'aris. Number one, a question that many ask is, did they daven in the Beis HaMikdash? Right, because we know tefillah kineged karbanis tiknum, according to one of the opinions of Maseches Brachos. So it's beferish that they davened. Right? It's beferish that they went from the tamid to the tefillah to the tefillah to the tamid. That's one ha'ara. Number two ha'ara is the Marsha's ha'ara. The Marsha says, why is it that shachris is after the tamid shel shachar, while mincha is before the tamid shel ben arbayim? Right? If you look in the order of things. So either daven first or daven second. Why is shachris carbon is first and mincha carbon is second? So the Marsha suggests that tefillah is also an avoda. And we know there's an aseda hashlama. You're not allowed to have anything prior to the tamid shel shachar. You're not allowed to have anything after the tamid shel ben arbayim. That's why you got to daven. Daven is also avoda. Daven is not the actual tamid. That's why shachris has to be after the tamid shel shachar and mincha has to be before the tamid shel ben arbayim because of the aseda hashlama. Rav Yashiv thinks, no, he says, Bapashid, Bapshitas Yoser. He says, by Shachris. Okay, you breathe the carbon first, because that Chiyav kicks in right away. But by Mincha, Mincha Gedola. Mincha Ketan is where they brought the carbon. That's why, remember, we had a Machlokas, we showed him, what's it better to daven? Mincha Gedola or Mincha Ketana? So the Rambam Paskins, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to say this way also, that Mincha Ketana is better, because that's when they normally brought the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. And that's why daven late, Mincha Ketana. But b'di'evit you could have mincha gedola, because that's when they brought it on Erev Shabbos shechaliyos be'erev Pesach. That's because of that one time they brought it at 6.5 hours. We had in Tamid Nishchat. But says the Rav Yashiv, but the other Rishonim, we said the Torah quotes others. The reason why keeping the mitzvahs, do it earlier. Okay, whatever one does is fine. But the chiyav of mincha kicks in before you bring the Tamid. That's why it has mincha first. That's what he says here. But there are pshitas. You can answer that way. Also mashma from this that they didn't daven ma'ariv in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, maybe they daven at home. It also doesn't quote the Hefter Chalavim Ve'Evarim overnight. So it doesn't quote everything. So it could very well be that they did daven ma'ariv, but I don't know at what stage it was Kiblu Kachova. Maybe Osik B'Mitzvah, maybe the daven at the Simchat Be'Shoeva. I don't know. It says the Gemara, is this really true that he didn't sleep for a week every night? Simchat Be'Shoeva, that's impossible. The halacha is if somebody takes a shvua that I will not sleep for 3 days, this applies even to doctors on call or doing residency. If somebody makes a shvua that you're not going to sleep for 3 days, then you give him malchus right away because it's shvua shav and you let him sleep right away. It's a shvua shav. It's like swearing that you're swearing a stone is a tree. It's impossible. That's what the Rambam Paskins is. This is a huge sugya in Hilchos Shavuos. We're not going to do it now. There's enough to say on this daf about Hilchos Sukkah. But this is a big sugya. Not sleeping for 3 days versus not eating for 3 days. So not sleeping. A person can't go 3 days without sleep. So how can he say that they celebrated the Simchat HaShoeva without sleep? El hachi kamar lo ta'amnu tam sheino. No, it means we didn't really sleep. We like leaned on each other and got some little cat naps. That's what it means that we didn't sleep. We didn't get a geshmak, a lying down sleep. But we snoozed a little bit here and there. Next, do that. Chamesh Esrei Milos. There were 15 steps going, the Mishnah describes, from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Nashim. And on those steps, that's where the Levim stood in order to sing the 15 Shira Malos that David HaMelech wrote. So the Gemara says, Chamesh Esrei Milos. We're about to get to where this comes from, but just one other Ha'ara. The Maharal writes in his Agada on Dayenu. Dayenu. How does Dayenu start? Kama ma'alos tovos lamakom aleinu. Says the Maharal, if you look closely, there are 15 dayenus. There are 15 milos of dayenu. Says the Maharal, Kara Milas Tovos, Kikalachas Vachas Mila Nosefes, because every step of Dayenu shows greater, and we have greater Shevach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every step that he did. Shekamo HaMalo, Shekalachas Vachas Gavoy Yosemin HaKharishona. Just like every step, if you have steps, literal steps, Madregos, so that every step is higher than the previous one, so to here, every step is higher than the previous one. He says, V'cheshbon Zeh Al Tomer Shahi B'mikra Klal. Don't think 15 is a coincidence. It happens to be 15. Because he says, Acheshbon Mispar Zeh Nimsa, he says 15 steps, you find it from the Ezra Yisrael to the Ezra Nashim, you find it by the Shir Malos and Tehillim, you find it when the moon, to get to completion, it takes 15 days of the month for the moon to reach its Tachlis B'milua, Shekol Zeh Raya Shehis'alus, who tests with Milo V'lo Yoser. Going up in Kedusha, going up in any Mila, says the Maharal, it's 15. 15, there are a few numbers in the Maharal that always come up. 7, 8, 15 is also one of them. Again, I'm not a bucket in the Maharal, but 7 and 8 is talked about by many Sfarim, but 15 here. The Maharal says, 15. V'hu neged, what's it parallel to? Ki b'ka Hashem sur olamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the name of Shem Hashem of Yud and Hey. Yud and Hey is 15. So it says the Maharal, if Hashem created the world, which is the ultimate tachlis, in 15, right? Ki b'ka Hashem sur olamim. So too, that shows that every mila, every steps going up, is 15. So that's what he says here, and the ultimate level is, the ultimate Dayenu is Beis HaBechira, is the Beis HaMikdash, which is the ultimate Tachlis of the Olam. So that's also here, the 15 steps. That's in the Divrei Negidim, which is the Maharal's commentary on the Haggadah. It says Chamesh Esrim Malos, put it in the Haggadah Shir for next year. So Amalei Rav Chisla Lahu Midi Rabbanon, Tavi Kam Sadei Haggadah Kamei. Rav Chisla said to the rabbi who was saying Haggadah in front of him, Amalei Shamal Chahani Chamesh Esrim Malos, can I get me? Amram David, you have any good varts about why David HaMelech said 15 Shirah Malises and when he said them? So Amalei Achayem Rabbi Yochanan. Well, this is what I heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. B'shah Shekara David Shisin, when David HaMelech was digging the Shisin, which we discussed earlier in the parak, the Shisin under the Mizbeach, and Rashi says either this opinion does not hold that they were made Shesh Yisimei Bereshis, because that's what we have the first amud of the parak. Either he does not hold like that opinion, or he holds maybe they were dug, but they got filled up with dirt and rocks and stones. So he was redigging them. Okay, either one. Rashi quotes the two opinions. So when David was digging out the Shishin Kafa Tahomu by the Mishvei Alma, David HaMelech hit one of the Tahoms, right? This week's parsha, Parsha's Noah. Right, he hit one of the Tahoms, and it was about to start flooding the world. So Amar David, Chamesh Esri Malos HaHoridon. So David HaMelech said the 15 Shirah Malises, and the water went down, and it was okay. So, Ihachi, one second, if that's true, ask Rav Chisda, Chamesh Esrei Milos, Yothus Rebarlei. So, we shouldn't have the Shirah Malosis, which means go up, we should have the Chamesh Esrei Yardos. Wouldn't sound the same, but we should have the 15, he wanted the water to go down, not go up. So, what do you mean Shirah Malos? So, Amar Lei, so Rav Chisda says, Hol Itkan Harch Idmar. Oh, but you reminded me of the real pshat that Rabbi Yochanan said. What was that? Pshat Shekara David Shisin, Kafat Ahu Abadu Mishvei Alma. Same story, that when David HaMelech dug the Shisin, it was about to flood the world. Omar David, so David says, Mi Kadi Yada, Yishor Lemech L'Shem HaChaspa, V'Nishti B'Tom Umanach. Does anybody know if I'm allowed to write the Shem HaShem on a shard of Cheres and throw it into the Tahom so that it'll stop going up? Am I allowed to? Rashi points out that really David HaMelech knew the answer to this question, but he didn't want to paskin in front of Achitofel, and therefore was considered his Rebbe in a certain sense, and therefore he kept quiet. So Lekat Nobody answered when David HaMelech asked. Omar David, David again asks. David HaMelech says, whoever doesn't answer me should get an altar, meet his short and quick demise. So Nasach, right, because the world's going to be destroyed. So Nasach Achitofel Kal V'Chomer Ba'atzmo. Achitofel says a Kal V'Chomer Ba'atzmo. We'll get back to that word. Umala, so Shalom Enish L'Ishto Amar Torah Shemi Shedet Shmo Shmi Shenet Bekdusha Yimach Alamayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to bring Shalom Yiddish L'Ishto, his name is allowed to be written down and wiped away by the avoda of the Isha Sota. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says just to bring Shalom between one husband and wife, it's allowed. La'aso Shalom L'Kala Olam Kula Alachas Kama V'Kama. So surely Achitofel says to himself to bring Shalom to the whole world? So surely, Amalei Shari, so he says it's mutter. That's what he tells David HaMelech, that it is mutter. Aruch Lener asks, wasn't this Sakonis Tafashis? David HaMelech had to do a Kal V'Chomer, he had to ask, why isn't it Sakonis Tafashis? They also ask, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, he threw in Shem Hashem into the Nile River in order to be Mala the Arono Shel Yosef. Right? So there were no kashas as there, so Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to do that. Right, so why was he allowed to do it? So the Aruch Lener asked that question. He quotes it from earlier sources. He says, maybe, he says, I don't know what the problem is. He says, this was Lefnei Matan Torah. shir we had before a couple of months ago. And before Matan Torah, the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu did mitzvahs that they thought was appropriate. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a choice. Medrash says that he swore to Yosef that he was going to bring him up to Mitzrayim. He didn't have a choice. So he didn't want to be over on his Shavuah. So he had more flexibility. He didn't violate because before Matan Torah, we had this idea from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh and Rav Nefesh HaChaim that Kimu Avos Kol Torah Kula Ashlo Nitna means usually, but if they saw Baruch Kachem that it was inappropriate, like Yaakov Avinu saw he was supposed to marry two sisters and Amram was supposed to marry his aunt, if they saw Baruch Kachem that they had to violate quote-unquote certain halachas, then they did it because they were Eidim Mitzvah V'Yosef. So that is... That's halachas kama kama. That's why he says mutter. Just so if you want to look in the last Emes Liakov, Al HaTorah, Rakav Kamenetsky, he deals with this question when he talks about Shviras HaLuchos. He says, why would Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to break the Luchos? There was so many Shemos Hashem on the Luchos. Forget the other problem. There's so many Shemos Hashem. How did Moshe do it? So he talks about our Gemara a little bit and why Dafka had to do it and why Dafka had to do it Le'inehem. Remember the last Emes Liakov in the Sefer. So he tells that to David HaMelech. So cause of Shema Chasma v'shadil Tahoma. So David HaMelech said, okay, thanks for telling me. And he threw it to the Tahom. V'nachas Tahoma shisar alfi garmidi. And it went down 16,000 garmidin. There's one other ha'ara. The Ben Yoyada asks, why did Achitovel just say, it's just a gram achika? Gram achika is mutter. You're not actually erasing, it's gram. You're throwing it in, it's getting erased by itself. Why did he just answer gram achika? Question one. Question two, what does it mean, nasa kavachomer ba'atzmo? What's ba'atzmo? Says Achitofel to himself. Moshe, I knew an answer, but Moshe Rabbeinu just said a klala. And I know the klalas chachem, afilu, right? Even if it's all right by Yaakov Avinu with Rachel, even if it doesn't, if it's not true, it's going to come true. So Achitofel says, I'm up the creek. Because what am I going to do? He had this klala. I knew the answer. All right, so what's my only hope? My only hope is that Moshe Rabbeinu davens, because it says that if you bring somebody down, you're not going to go by Mechitza Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if Moshe Rabbeinu davens for me, that he wants to be by Mechitza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm not going to have my downfall. So, says Achitofel, with his background, if I tell him Gram Mechik is Mutter, he's going to say, oh, Gram indirect is not a problem, then he's not going to daven, because he's going to say, oh, I only did it indirectly. Kill us, Chachem, I only did it indirectly. So, I don't have to daven for this Achitofel, so that's why Achitofel can't say that. So he's Nozakav HaChomer, Ba'atzmo, to save himself. Because he says, if I say Gram Mechik is Mutter directly, then I'm finished, because he's not going to daven properly. That's why he has this other Kav HaChomer. Oh, Ben Yoyada. Okay, so what happens? He threw it in, and it went down 16,000 garmidim. So it says, Ki nechazi denachas tuba, and what shall we do? It went so far down. Omar, kama demitli tzvei, mirtzav alma. Nobody's going to be able to have any water for their fields. It's better to have the moisture further up. So then, Omar, hameshesri milas. That's when he said, the 15 shira malas is, va'aski chamesar alfi garmidi. It came up 15 garmidim, v'ukme va'alfi garmidi. So the thickness of the ground stayed 1,000 garmidim. Omar, ulash ba'minas. So you see from here, Sumcha da'ara alfi garmidi, the ground is 1,000 garmidin thick. V'achazina da karicha and perta v'nafki maya, aye, you dig down a little bit in your backyard, you get water already. That's not 1,000 garmidin thick. So I remember Sharshia, whom you saw with the pras. No, there are certain tributaries of rivers that go even higher, but the real to home is 1,000 garmidin under. V'yavda konim shar alion jayored, the chachamim, the kohanim stood by the shar ha'elion to go down. So again, remember the Mishnah described the Nisach HaMayim on their way out. They went down the steps. Beforehand, though, we had a Mishnah that said they did it at night. That was when it fell out on Shabbos. They had to do it the night before. But usually it says, Kara HaGever, he announced, and they started going down. So it says they went down to the 10th step and they blew shofar. So, ask the Gemara, Bar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lamala Asiris, Denachas Chamisha V'Koya Asara, Odom Denachas Asara V'Koya Chamisha. Is it the 10th from the top or the 10th from the bottom? So take it, we're not sure exactly where they stopped to blow shofar. Period. Tana Rabbana and Rashi Demar Fneim Kedma Eni Yodei Shacharim Halechal Hashem. We had in the Mishnah that they said this statement when they went out. They turned around and they said Hashem, word to you. So once we say once they said that the pasuk says that their faces were east. What do we have to know that their backs were to the west? Obviously, we know that. Elamata Malamar Achorim Halechal Hashem. What is that emphasizing? Malamed Shoyiparin Atzman Umasrizin Klapi Mata. Not only did they have their backs to Hashem, but they relieved themselves in that place. And that's really the terrible crime that took place earlier. Onu l'ka l'ka inenu v'chulu. Ask the Gemara. This was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you say it twice. Onu l'ka l'ka inenu. Ask the Gemara. Eini. V'hamar Rabbi Zeir. We had him in Sechaz Brachas. Rabbi Zeir said, Kol ha'omer shema shema, kilo amar modim modim. You can't say two phrases. Modim modim, shema shema. Right? So here too, it's l'ka l'ka. So how can you say it twice? We had a machlokes, we've shown him there. Whether the problem is just the words or the whole phrases. What's worse, saying Shema Shema or saying the whole pasuk twice? Either way, there's a problem. El Hachi Amri. No, this is what they said. Really, it's two phrases, two different phrases. Hey, Mishachlem Kedma Va'anu Laka. The Bach adds in, we're bowing down to you, Hashem, and we are hoping, our eyes are hoping towards you. Either way, though, it's two separate phrases. Okay, quickly, let's just do the Mishnah. The Beis HaMikdash never had less than 21 tzkiyas every day. It never had less than 48. 20, between 21 and 48. How do you have 21 on a regular day, HaMikdash? 3, when they open the gates. 9, to go in conjunction with the Tamei Shel Shachar. And 9 with the Tamei Shel Ben Arbayim. So 3, 9, and 9 is 21. That's the minimum they had. Uben Musaf, and I Musaf, and Otesha. With the carbon Musaf, you add on another 8. They'll add on another 9, which gives you 30. Ube Erev Shabbos, Hay Mosif, and Sheish. On Erev Shabbos, they add on another 6, which gives you 36. Sholos Lahat, why do they blow 6 on Erev Shabbos? Sholos Lahat, Salabi Malacha. 3, to tell people to stop working and go back to get ready for Shabbos. Sholos Lahat, the Makers Lachol. And 3, to tell you that it's Mamash Shabbos, and you have to stop any Malacha. Continuing, Erev Shabbos Shabbosoch Achak, Ayishom Arba Mushmona. Erev Shabbos during Sukkis, that was the most that they ever had. That had 48 tchias. What were they? Sholos, Abzikos Arim, Sholos, 3 to open the gates. Sholos, Lashara Elyam, Sholos, Lashara Tachlan, Sholos, Lami Alamayim, Vishol, Shakami Amizbeach, so you add an extra 12 for the Nisuch HaMayim Avodas. He added another 12 to earlier. We ended up having 36 altogether on an Erev Shabbos. So 36 and 12 is 48. That's what you get total. Teishol Tavash HaShachar, Teishol Tavash HaBayim, Teishol HaMusafin, Shosh Lahat HaSalami Malacha, Vishosh Lahavtil, Bein Kodesh Lachol. So that's what you have. All the Tzkiyas anywhere between 21 and 48. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Again, Molotov to the Mayor and Freddie Maltz. The Maltz family going to the Bris right now are... Our computer man who had a baby boy, Miles of the entire family. Today's shiur and the week's shiur is Lezecha Nishmas for the future and Lamafreya at the beginning of the week. Avram Alter, Ben Zelig, and Reza Bashmuel, sponsored by the Katz family.